Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
This Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we need to talk about this news story that's out there involving Post Malone. It happened a few days ago, but I think what we want to do is talk about server stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every time I bring this up, I forget. I have no short-term or long-term memory. Nobody here serve. You work, T.A.C. worked in like the concession stand.
The snack shack. Very good. Yeah, that's a
you
memory.
You do have a good memory.
Yeah. You didn't serve.
Yeah, I was at a pool. So it's not I would like have having to walk a, like, the food out
hustle
sometimes.
Hustle your butt and go, hey, I'll have another
one upon them, sweetie.
Yeah, no, no.
Just not that kind of thing?
Yeah. Just you would walk the food all the way across the pool to them and they'd be like, oh, thank you. Oh,
all the way across a pool in Iowa that had to be like the size of like a feeding
it's
trough?
It's really hot.
Okay. True.
But then they'd be like, oh, yeah, can I get the ranch? And then you'd have to go back.
Yeah.
You're like, why didn't you ask for the... Okay. Right away.
Because they didn't know you weren't going to bring it in the first place. They assumed you'd bring the ranch.
He's not a mind reader.
Yeah.
But if you're ordering something that's ranch adjacent. I don't like ranch, but if somebody's ordering buffalo wings, I'm bringing it.
It has turned me into, though, I have to say, if I need sauces, I say it at the beginning. Even if it's listed. So now I'm kind of an a-hole the other way, where even if it's listed, like, comes with ranch. I'll be like, and I'll take the ranch. And they're like, yeah. It comes with that. I'm like, I'm trying to help you so you don't, I'm trying to save you a trip. I'm sorry.
So here's what I was thinking we do. We'll talk about what Post did, but then like, we want to hear like server stories, but there's two ways we can take it and we'll take it both. If you've had an amazing server mm-hmm. experience, like if you're a server and somebody came in and did something
yeah.
like what Post did or whatever, love to hear those stories. But as happens on this show, we tend to skew ever so slightly towards ever so slightly towards the negative. So like if you had just a tragic experience as a server where somebody was just a total D-bag to you,
yeah,
we'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they were a celebrity.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh yeah.
Because I do love those. Post Malone rolled into a bar and the bartender I do think it's a play. She might have a tragic life. She might be struggling with rent and be a single mom or whatever. But you know it's Post Malone sitting in front of you and you just... Because you're not going, I wonder if this is Post Malone. I mean...
He's pretty recognizable.
With the teeth things he's done and the face tattoos and the like...
That's, right. He's that's very distinct.
High Post.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
And especially in Texas, because that's like...
Yeah, he hangs out there a lot,
now,
right? He lives in Utah, I think, but I think he hangs
in
Texas.
He's from Dallas, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so after the sob story, he pays his bill and leaves a $20,000 tip. You didn't hear that incorrectly, and I didn't screw it up. $20,000.
Oh, my gosh. How much was the bill?
Yeah. It's Post, so probably a grand.
Yeah,
I mean, the guy can put it down, but...
Jeez, that's awesome.
So she's out of debt. Her rent's paid. Everything's like, she's in great. Like, so if anybody got that here, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had this is what really happens. You work at a high-end steakhouse and an old quarterback who used to work for the Denver Broncos came in, had a $20,000 bill and left you 49 cents. You got that story?
We want to hear that one.
We want to hear any kind of server story that you have. 303-222-5423. That is our phone number. That is our text line. That is everything you need.
I do need to apologize. I stopped doing this, but you guys know that I am terrible with math. especially when it comes to percentages. I always try to tip and I go extra because I want to make sure that whatever. But I used to just write math because I didn't know what percentage it was on the tip line.
You would write math?
Yeah.
You just write the word math?
Yeah. And I understand that that's annoying now.
So then you didn't give them anything?
No, I did. I would just add it to the total, but I never knew what percentage I was doing. So I would just say like, oh, $7 or something. Like I would just...
Do you know you just take...
No, I don't. Okay? And
Can I just help you out? Let's say it's a $100 bill.
Yeah.
What's the first number of 100?
A one.
Do you want to give them 20%?
Yeah.
Double that number. What is that?
Two.
Does $2 seem like enough? Or is it $20?
It's 20.
Right, so just do that.
But that's easy because it's $100. If it's like $13.49.
What if it's $130? What's 13 times 2?
Okay.
Well, it's $26, Aaron.
Are we doing this?
I'm just like, I don't understand what people who sit there and go, I can't do the math. It's like, take the first couple of numbers and double them.
I know, yeah.
I triple it because I'm like 30% because I don't want any grief. Mm. I don't, like when we do service stories, I don't want any of them about me. None.
They wouldn't exist. You are a phenomenal tipper.
I tip insane amounts. I don't tip post amounts, but I tip.
Yeah.
I tip 30 as a minimum, and I typically tip 100% of the bill.
Aaron and I have been out to eat with you, and we've thought about switching careers. But we're on the wrong side of the table here. We should be working here.
You just got to take care of these people. In my opinion, because like, yeah. So are you like Aaron?
No, I do the double and then I round up. I do the trick that you're describing.
$130, you're like 26, make it 30.
13, 26, exactly. Yep, boom.
They love you.
Now I know.
I think what we really want is the ones where, because we've had this on the show before, where somebody is literally being a D-bag and they just like leave change.
Or they have like the five singles lined up and then
they take them off. Yeah. It's like, oh, you were late with the ranch. And they're like, there's one gone. It's like, I'm not going to bust my ass for $5, period.
Yeah.
Let alone for 4, 3, 2, and 1.
I don't get that either.
I would make it even worse. Yeah. I'd be so petty.
Why do you just want people to spit in your food?
Yes.
Like you're just welcoming it?
The other thing about when somebody leaves change is the best part of my service stories is if you took that tip and flung it back at them. Because I've seen servers track it down. It's like, you forgot this. And pepper their little Lambo with it.
Wow.
Because
the worst part is? Like, people who go to Chili's tip 20%, but people who go to some of the high-end steakhouses tip 2%.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that either.
It's like, well, I gave her $40. It's like, your bill was $1,000.
Yeah. What about a tip jar, though? You got me caught up on the change thing, because if I get change back in cash and some of it's a coins, I'd put it in the tip jar. I wouldn't leave it in the book thing, but if there's a jar
I also want them to see me do it.
Oh, yeah, for
like
sure.
If the bartender won't turn around, I'm like, nope, turn around. Turn around.
Yeah.
There we go. Hi. Uh-huh. That's my 20 in there. Right there.
And they go, oh, thank you. And you go, oh, no.
It's nothing.
You just caught me.
I make tens of dollars. Anyway, if you are a server, you had a server, you've had a run-in with a server, we want your server stories. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for server stories because Post Malone rolled in and tipped some bartender.
Do you think we could get someone to do that like here?
Yeah, you know, we've set up a GoFundMe for the Slacker Show, little tip jar, as it were. Arian?
Yeah.
Server stories, what do you got?
Yeah, I was in college, it was my first serving job, and I had a wedding party rehearsal of about 40 to 50 people. I was naive, that was my biggest party I ever got, and I didn't know to add gratuity, and they kept telling me, they would be taking care of me. They'd take care of me. Don't worry. They're going to take care of me. And they gave me zero. And
you didn't do the automatic 20%?
They gave me $0.
Oh, my God.
Did they think that it was included?
No, they absolutely knew because they were like, don't add that on there. We had talked about it. It was a known thing. And they were like, don't do that because we're going to take care of you. We'll give you way more if you don't add that on to there. And, yeah, that was the last time I ever did that, and I was
oh my god,
naive kid. It was really bad.
Cause like I've gone to restaurants where the limit is 6. I'm like, that's a little low. Like I think it should be 8 or more is when you start adding it on.
Yeah,
But like,
yeah, it was a nice steakhouse, and we had the choice.
Oh my god, that sucks. I'm so sorry. People suck. We'll send you money from our GoFundMe that we don't have set up. Tessa?
Yes, sir.
Server stories, what do you got?
So one time I had about an 8 top, and they left me a $50 tip. And then one of the guys who was at the back got up and took it, and my busser watched it happen. And we were sitting there talking about it as we were cleaning the table, and a table nearby heard, and he left me $200.
Aww.
But you, somebody literally stole 50 from you first.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine?
Should have waited. Could have stole 200.
No, yeah, I never. Well, he left it on his credit card, dude. Luckily. So.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, I never thought people would actually do that, and it baffled me.
Literally, that happened to me. I was in Kansas City to watch a football game, and some dude stiffed the bartender and like stiffed him to his face, like scratched out on the thing so hard that like you couldn't write anything on the line, and slid it back to him while making eye contact. And I was there with my buddy Josh, and we wallet flogged the pee out of that bartender. He was like, "What are you guys doing?" And we're like, "Making up for that dude."
Wow. Like, good for you guys. Unless he was a plant. And you guys.
Oh my God, that's so.
I would have my buddy come and stiff me every time.
That's so smart. I bet it was. Oh my God.
Wow.
I'm so stupid. Paige?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi. What's your server story?
Back in the 90s, I worked at a place called the Mall Exchange on the 16th Street Mall.
Oh, yeah.
And I was working a Saturday morning shift, and my manager didn't know that there was a deaf convention in town. And so I was the only waitress on from 10 to 11, and two other waitresses were supposed to come in at 11, but they didn't show up till noon because they were out together the night before.
Oh, boy.
I had over 30 tables on the patio. I didn't know what my name was, but I only had one table inside. This sweet little old lady who thought I was the worst waitress in the world because I barely got her food. I am running by her table and she's waving me down. And I'm like, "I'll be right back with the check." And the poor woman who's deaf and does not speak goes, "Coffee!" Because she never gotten her coffee.
Oh, man.
So I run and get her coffee,
but it's
and
a
I'm
miracle.
Apologizing. She wouldn't look at me. She wouldn't let me apologize.
My God,
I felt so bad.
Paige.
But she had no idea. Like,
so is
she
this a bad server story?
Table.
And it's you. You're the bad server.
I was. Yeah.
But she was also put in a bad predicament
I know,
with the
so.
Others not showing up.
I always try to think that. You never know what's going on in the private room or whatever. Like what other tables are there.
Still.
Who knows?
Just get
this
the woman
is coffee,
her coffee
in sign language, in case you're wondering.
Thanks. For everybody on the radio, she just
signed coffee.
Do that.
Sort of pornographic. Amy.
Yay.
It's a finisher move on most of the porn I watch. Oh, if you know sign language, you know how funny that is. What's your server story, Amy?
All right. So I went to a restaurant with my mom and my little girl. Uh-huh. And I am a pro at reading lips. So for some reason, this waitress just didn't really like our table, maybe because I had my little girl. And she walked across the room and started bad-mouthing us with her waitress friend.
And you were watching her mouth.
Unbeknownst to her, I read and verbatim said exactly what she said to the other waitress. And then called her manager over, and she got in massive trouble. Because she couldn't deny it. Okay. So, that was my
I'm just still
story.
Thinking about the coffee move, and I can't even hear anything else.
Iced coffee. How about that?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Here we go, everyone.
Wrong, wrong. News. News. No! No! News.
Where's the new one?
Is this not the
news?
No,
there's... Our only real
it's not, that's
decide.
Not it?
No.
This is news.
It's okay.
Or
I gotta
no.
go find the new one. Where could that have gone?
I don't know.
Before we get started, I want to thank everyone for making the Jealous song the most downloaded song on Spotify.
We did get some texts. People wanted to download it. It's on our podcast feed.
Yeah.
On the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
This is probably some, like, sometimes business spills out onto the air, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're supposed to keep it professional and humorous and whatever here.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I know. Okay. We don't always hit the mark. Aaron is the music director of the radio station, and I would like to ask respectfully that the song Jealous get added to the playlist.
I need to know how well it's doing.
It's doing
in the market.
Great. TIAC? How many comments did we get?
We got a few.
How many down? You know, I need to know specifically how many
downloads. How many
downloads
happened on the blog yesterday?
Are you touring anytime soon?
It. Yes, I'm touring. I'll be playing a Live at 5 in Denver sometime soon. So you're not going to add it.
It just depends.
I'll go over your head.
Yeah, we'll start spiking it in.
There you go. Good evening. Good evening. This is a good day for T-Hack because John Cena says that eating McDonald's actually helps his diet regime.
Shut
yep.
Mm-hmm. up.
Yep, one of the greatest athletes of all time.
He's so good, you can't see him.
Is that funny?
That you can't see me? That's,
oh,
he does
is that,
that
this thing
yeah,
that he does
yeah,
with
yeah.
his hands?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he does it because he's like really into, he's been working out since he was 13. He does a lot of calorie counting, so he knows exactly what's in a McGriddle and how many calories. He's not just really? Eating it for the benefit of it, but...
One McGriddle? You could do that?
Yeah, I ate one while he was listening to your story.
But
oh,
he
got a little syrup on you.
He says it's an incredible tool for me.
Interesting. You know, I think, is it Chad Ochocinco? I think he's the same way, where he has eaten McDonald's his whole career, the NFL wide receiver. And he has said...
He has gone far too far with the veneers.
Yeah.
He's in some commercial, and it's like in Something About Mary when Matt Dillon or whatever puts the veneers, and they're just so, like, if you're getting veneers, just pretend you're a human who's eaten in their life and get it like one shade under white.
Right.
Like,
you don't want the most.
If you get brilliant white, the color you paint like the inside of the Guggenheim or whatever, it's too much. Your teeth should have a little wear and tear. But anyway, what did Ocho say?
Well, because he says basically if you treat your body, you only give it healthy stuff all the time, then your body doesn't know how to react to if you can't give it healthy.
Smart.
So if I only give my body the bad stuff and it knows how to make it play in the NFL only on the bad stuff, then my body's actually in better shape.
Did he really say that?
He's something like that. It made a lot of sense to me. Three McGriddles in, I'm ready to hear anything. Uh-huh. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, we've had good news for me in the first story. We have good news for Slacker in the second story.
Wow.
Is it more about the song Jealous? One of the most downloaded.
It is one of the most downloaded. No, the most eligible bachelor on the show might have a new girlfriend this year, as Sofia Vergara says. She's manifesting a boyfriend in 2025, and that boyfriend, it could be you.
Can I say
this? There's few hotter than Sofia Vergara.
I could see her going for like a nobody. Not saying that. Not saying
Jesus.
We were supposed to ease into that, Aaron.
What?
I just meant
in
that.
In God's name, did you just do?
No, like a regular person. I could see her. Like
Lana, I'm exceptional.
Lana Del Rey married like a crocodile.
No, I know that is
dude.
Weird. She pretended she wasn't in a relationship with him forever.
Yeah. But like I could see Sofia doing that as well.
Yeah.
Can I? First off, thank you for the whatever that was the most backhanded thing I think that's ever happened to me. I'm going to say this. I don't know if you've seen the latest Shane Gillis comedy thing.
I haven't. Not yet.
But he talks about his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Her ex was a Navy SEAL and how hard it is to like follow up somebody who never quits,
right.
Who is at the peak of fitness, who's whatever. Have you seen Joseph Manji, whatever?
Yeah,
have
yeah.
you seen him with his shirt off?
Yeah, oh, of course.
Have you
I have.
Seen him just walking around casually in a Kroger store? Yeah. I don't care if she falls from grace. She can't fall
if
enough.
If Shane did it, you can do it.
No, she can't. She's not going to fall.
Do it for us.
She's not going to fall this far. I just wonder if she is normal in real life. Because, like, did you see all the hubbub the other day about What's Her Bucket on the red carpet of the Emmys? Oh, my God. Where
oh,
is my...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was on the red carpet. She's
like,
oh, my God, you kind
of
did my voice.
What is her name? Yeah.
She talked in a real voice, and everybody's like, wait, what? That's a character? That's
of course
the way
that's
she
a character.
Talked.
Paris
Nobody
Hilton.
Thought that.
Paris Hilton is a character.
Right, but everybody thought that's her real voice.
No, of course not.
And it's not, and everybody's blown away. If Sofia Vergara has a real voice, I'd be into it.
Hmm.
But if she has to overdo,
I think she hams like it up a little. Yeah.
Like the later seasons of Modern Family, yes. Became yeah. so much. She's like, oh, Ricky. And you're like, what? Don't.
I like that. I don't.
Like all. Okay.
All right. Well, different types.
This is your warning.
I'm sorry, what?
Valentine's Day falls on
you,
a...
No,
we don't.
We don't
this
have time for
pressing.
Good evening. Good evening.
Wow. Valentine's Day is coming up. It's on a Friday. Get your reservations now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Call a Dwight Schrute. If you don't have a date, sell it.
Here's my thing. What if I get reservations, but I don't have...
Sell it. Anybody? Sell it to T-Hack.
Yeah, I've been in that position before where I didn't make reservations in time. Yep.
All right.
And it's very embarrassing. When it's like,
I'm going to make reservations at the nicest restaurant in town.
Okay.
Sophia, ooh. If you're listening.
Meet him there.
We're going to go to McDonald's and hang out with John Cena.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I saw a news story, and I know Aaron's already trying to do research on it. Mm-hmm. Look at your furrowed brow. there's a news story saying... there is an anniversary party or something for, they're showing The Shining, at the Timberline Lodge in Mount Hood, Oregon, because that's the hotel they used in The Shining for the exterior shots. That is what this story says. It says the Overlook Hotel, you can catch a screening of it at the real Overlook Hotel. You just have to travel to Mount Hood, Oregon first. The hotel you see in the movie is the Timberline Lodge. It was used for the exterior shots. The interior was filmed at a studio in England.
Interesting. Wow. So no,
you're not even from here, T-Hack, and I think you know the answer to this. Is that true or is that false?
That's not what I've heard since moving here.
Okay, what have you heard?
That the Shining happened at the Stanley. The Stanley's involved somehow. I haven't seen the movie.
It
seems scary. It's scary, right?
I think Stephen King, did he write it there?
Yes.
He did write it there?
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
No. I want to, though, so badly.
Oh, okay,
so
Stanley Hotel, will there? You hook us up? Can we come up and, like, I really want you guys to go up there and just, if we could spend the night, it's so scary, guys.
Is it supposed to be haunted? Is that... Or
they definitely
old?
Play it up a little bit. It's definitely an old, old, old hotel.
Can I ask, because I haven't seen it either. Is that the one with Here's Johnny?
Yes.
And then also the twins in the hallway? Okay.
Red Rum and all
that.
I
don't know.
And, well, it's like the twins keep saying Red Rum, and then it's like somebody writes it somewhere, and then somebody else sees it in the mirror.
Mm.
Do you know what Red Rum is in the mirror?
Murder.
Ah, look at you. The kids are just Red Rum. It's like, yeah. I think that's all The Shining. Have you ever seen, I swear to God, we'll get back to it. Have you ever seen the deep fake where they put Jim Carrey over the top of?
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
It's the greatest deep fake I've ever seen. His face is perfect.
It really is, yeah. I've seen another one where they do it with a mountain where he's like chopping through the door, you know, in that scene. But it's a bottle of Mountain Dew coming through the door. That's what I get. That's what the algorithm thinks I want to see.
Our algorithms are weirdly different. My deepfakes have Kristen Bell doing horrible things, and yours have Mountain Dew.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't make it.
Okay, I watched it. Can we have people text in to 303-222-5423 and tell us, are we wrong or is this news story wrong?
Yeah, why is Mount Hood, Oregon, trying to glom
on? Glomming on our stuff. Like, here's, what
I'm still
get
confused
wrong.
As to what Google is saying, because they're saying yes, the Stanley Hotel, but also the Overlook Hotel, but no.
But the Overlook is the name of the hotel in the movie. So Overlook is right. That's what the name of the hotel is. But they shot the front of the problem.
Stanley, for sure.
But when people go to the Stanley, if you're one of these people and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to go up to the Stanley, please don't be the moron who does this. Because in the movie ends in like, there's a maze of hedges in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And you're running from the bad guy. And like, it just ends in the mazes in the back. The Stanley is built into the side of a mountain.
Oh.
So don't be that guy who goes there and goes, where's the mazes?
The maze was built at the studios.
Yes.
Like, not
so there
real.
Is no maze. Wait, it is?
MGM Boreham Studios, the hedge maze.
So Mount Hood doesn't even have the maze.
Correct.
So what does Mount Hood have?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's why I'm so confused.
I'm also seeing that there was a related mini series on TV in 97 that filmed some at the Stanley. So
at the Stanley
at the Stanley Hotel. It says it was the inspiration for the Overlook Hotel in his novel. That's according to Google. So I don't know why Mount Hood. I guess they just think no one in Colorado will go.
I don't know what they're thinking. Does it say when this screening is?
It's not till October.
Okay. Do you think between now and October we could procure a bus, like 50 listeners, and we drive to Mount Hood and we like protest this thing?
I like
it. You know what? I'm down.
We stand out front in our Stanley shirts screaming, rad, rah.
I'll bring the Mountain Dew.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
Other people's problems. I am kind of being goofy right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm told that this is the last of that. What's happening with OPP?
Yeah, Erica is dealing with the loss of a parent that's affected her and her sister.
Hmm.
Oh, boy. Okay, so Erica.
Hi.
Hi. I'm so sorry about your loss.
There's a lot of relating to that in this room right now. So what's going on?
Thank you. Well, here's the thing. I had a really kind of tumultuous relationship with my mom, and my sister's younger and did not have the same relationship. She was much closer with my mom. So every time my sister calls, she wants to reminisce and connect about how good things were with mom and all that. And it's hard. Like, I want to support her, and like help her through her grief, but like I just didn't have the same experience, and I feel like I'm being fake and kind of like lying about how I really felt and feel about it, and I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know how to get her to stop making me her like grief counselor. Like, you know, I love my sister, but like it feels like too much. I need help.
Well, and she doesn't know that just how different your experiences were.
Yeah, she doesn't get it.
Mm.
She's like, yeah, I know you guys like didn't get along, but it's really not. It wasn't.
I am your sister in a weird way when it comes to
you are. Yeah. Okay.
Like I'm the baby, and I
you can
like,
relate. Okay.
My oldest brother's 12 years older than me, and his description of my father versus my description, it's like those two guys
different.
Aren't even related.
Really?
Yeah.
Not like, only is it not the same person. They wouldn't even be friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, 12 years, that's a long time.
It's a long time.
For anyone.
And he had four kids, right?
Uh-huh.
So he changed a lot. But I, unlike your sister, can see that.
Mm.
And like, mm-hmm. don't, I mean, there was a time in my life where I kind of shoved my experience on my brothers. I'm like, what are you talking about? Mom and dad are great.
Mm-hmm.
What? They're awesome.
I got everything I wanted.
What? Like, and they're like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, well, yeah. Once you three losers were out of the house, it was awesome.
It was a cakewalk.
Yeah, they don't want to hear that.
They don't want to hear that. But like, and in grief, like your sister just needs to talk. Like, I see why she'd want to talk to you, because she, in her brain, you shared an experience. But in your brain,
thinks I can relate.
Yeah, you didn't share an experience.
Yeah, exactly.
So who do you owe it more to? Is it yourself to be honest about your feelings, or do you owe it to your sister as the big sister to be there for her? I guess, you know. I mean,
oh my god.
And
is such a strong word.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but that is kind of the crux of it. You're right.
303. Let me get the phone number in. 303-222-5423. That's the phone number. You can also text in on the Berg Simpson text line as well if you have advice for Erica. I wasn't trying to be mean to you when I said, oh, it's too strong, but it's like,
no, that is a very big word, because you really don't owe anyone anything, especially if you are grieving yourself. You have to focus on what that looks like for you, which can be difficult when you have a loved one that you're trying to support.
But also, as the only oldest sibling in the room, you owe it a little bit. Like, that's a role that you take on as the older sibling.
But you didn't choose to be the older sibling, just like we didn't choose to be the youngest.
I know.
So I wouldn't put like any pressure on you.
He's putting it on himself. I understand
that.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a role that I have, whether I chose it or not, I guess.
Yeah, right. Like, you don't think you are as a younger sibling, but it's kind of an inherent thing you don't realize. Just like the older sibling, it is just like, it's a knee-jerk reaction we go into.
I promise you.
Some of us, like, you know, grow out of it as we get older, but most of us don't. There's still a little bit of it there.
I promise I'm not trying to be mean when I ask this question, but I have to ask it anyway. I don't even know how to phrase it right, so I'm going to phrase it wrong first. Are you even grieving your mom? Do you know what I mean? Because you had such a tumultuous relationship with her that it's like, not...
Is it a big deal that she's
gone? It's not good riddance. I don't think you're like happy she's dead, but like your sister's devastated, and are you just kind of like, oh, okay, mom's dead.
No, I think, you know what the thing is like, to some degree, you're right. Like, I'm not fully grieving because I have other emotions I have to go through first.
Right.
And because I'm trying to be like the good guy and the good sibling and all of that, I'm not entirely letting myself go through like the anger and all of that. You know, I'm putting up a facade for others, I think, a little bit.
And I'm looking at the only other oldest sibling in the room, and I understand, like, it makes sense. Like, you've had to like be the tough guy.
Yeah, and there's a protector mode that you go into. There's a weird, as an older sibling, you see your younger siblings, kind of like you said, maybe get away with more, and part of you hates it, but part of you likes it because it's like, good. You know,
I paved that path for you. You're welcome.
A little bit, yeah. So it's it's all narcissism in the end. It's all like, I did it. I'm the best.
Erica, again, so sorry that this is happening, because I think we're going to get advice from people who've been in your situation, and how do you balance your need to grieve in your way, and then you're also sort of need to still be a good big sister.
Yeah, and be that supportive pillar.
Mm-hmm. Also, you two are both... You're both adults now, right? We're not talking about, hey, cover for me because I snuck out. It's like, you're both adults, and I think I like what Aaron said. It's like, do you owe it to her? Or is it like... Maybe your sister needs more help than you can give. So do listeners know of a place we could point her to? Or like, does she need actual grief therapy?
Well, here's the thing that I'm thinking that would solve it, but this is the wrong time to do it.
Put her in the room with us.
That's part of it. But like, Erica, she might need to hear how crappy your relationship was with your mom. And this is a time where she's trying to remember all the good about your mom, but you might need to go like, hey, here's what you don't know.
Yeah, like, here's my experience. Here's my perspective.
That mom insert horrifying things here, and then maybe she'll go, oh, okay, maybe I shouldn't talk about the fact that she bought me every new PlayStation as it came out. Right. You know what I mean? It's just like, it is a crappy time to do it. You'll go like, hey, mom's dead. And by the way, while you think it's all unicorns and puppy dogs, here's the truth. Dinosaurs warring on distant planets, cracks in the earth. Not a great childhood.
Cracks in the earth. Yeah. This is why I called y'all, because these are really good points and things to think about.
Well, we're going to get smarter people than us on the phone, Erica.
Anyone. Call in.
Yes. If you even have, you know, a remedial education, kindergarten or above.
If you can dial the number.
Erica is just, she's grieving in her own way, but she's also trying to be a good big sister, and her little sister just... they just have two different experiences. So can she do both, or does she have to tell her sister?
Well, it sounds like her sister doesn't want to get to the bottom of what was going on. It's like, she wants to grieve in her way, but it's very unfair. It's icky because someone's fighting.
So no, we're talking death today. 303-222-5423, call or text.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Erica. She lost her mother.
Yeah.
But so did her sister. That makes sense.
I saw this TikTok where it was like, the younger girls, but it was, I lost my mom, but my sister lost her mommy. And it's just,
oh my God, that's exactly what's happening
here. Yeah.
Because Erica wasn't she didn't like hate her mom, right? I don't want to overstate, but like, she
didn't
just
have that same closeness that her sister had.
Mm-hmm. Her baby sister and mom were like super tight. So now baby sister's constantly calling Erica as like her grief counselor. And she's like, listen, man, that's not who I know. Like that's,
Yeah.
She doesn't know. She wants to be two things. Supportive for her sister whilst being,
supportive of herself.
Yeah.
Mm.
Pavin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What advice do you have for Erica?
Well, I think, you know, the big word is sacrificing yourself, your feelings for your younger sibling who's going through the tough time. It's not about, I think I believe in the karma and the thing. I'm from India, so I believe in nurturing your siblings if they're going through the tough time. So I think I would suppress, wait for the right time to talk to her about your experience with your mother. But I think at this time, your sister needs you.
But wait, so you're like T-Hack then. You think your own feelings be damned, your role as a protector of your sibling should come first?
I think that's the way I grew up with, in a sense, because we believe in karma. You give first before you think about receiving it. But I think she should wait for the right time to, you know, explain her relationship with her mother in the past. But at this point, I think you need to take care of your younger siblings first.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. You have a duty is basically what you're saying as the oldest.
It is the job. It's on you. It's your
but
job,
it's also just I supporting think. Your family.
I know, but the two young Absolutely. Siblings in the room, you and I, Aaron, yeah. are like, we don't have to do anything for anybody.
That's not true.
But it does sort of flow into our mouths. Like our parents' parent, our siblings' parent. It's just like everyone's is like, what else do I get?
Yeah,
I mean, thank you for the perspective, man. I really appreciate it. Lori?
Yes.
What do you think?
Guy. I think so. I'm in a similar situation, although it's a little bit opposite. There's five siblings in my family, and the older of us have a much better memory of our childhood.
Oh, they went the other way. Okay.
Yeah, and my brother really has bad experiences. And I had to take a step back and quit giving, you know, talking about the good experiences and how great they were, because he was starting to question himself and wonder, you know, what he did wrong as a child
God.
That they treated him so differently.
Yeah, was it me?
So, wow.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
So I think that, you know, maybe she could just be on. I mean, I don't want to speak for her, but maybe she could say, you know, to hear that mom was great to you really makes me feel, you know, like maybe I was doing something wrong as a child, or it makes me doubt myself. So if we could not talk about this, you know.
And then maybe the sister would have a little compassion and mm-hmm. at least right. back yeah. it down a tiny little bit.
Right. Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, just make her feel terrible about the way she's talking about her mom. Yeah, no, I like that. That's passive aggressive. It's exactly what we're looking for.
Let's not do that.
Thank you, Lori. I like to summarize what they're saying in the most negative way possible. Sasha?
Yay.
What do you think?
Okay. As an oldest sister, I've gone through my own stages of grief. But I also happen to work in hospice care, so I've come to learn a lot about grief and what it looks like for different people.
Yeah.
I'm not a professional in any means, but this is just what I've learned. Your sister really needs to see a grief counselor. She is just depending on you too much to be her caregiver during this grieving process.
Right.
And you both people have to see a different counselor. This is the only way it's going to work. This is very toxic grief.
Yeah.
With her depending on you so much, and it could really strain your relationship, if not end it. I myself grew up with a toxic mother, so my siblings and I will have very different experiences when she passes. So I really sympathize with you, and I know. Everybody's experiences are different. So
wow.
I advocate, you know, getting some grief counseling.
Getting a real counselor and not just relying on your sister.
Well, and then that way, too, they're doing it separately, too, so they can have their own experience with dealing with it.
Erica would be saying, I don't feel like I'm grieving enough because I didn't really like the woman.
And she might be preventing herself from grieving because she's too worried about helping her sister through the grief process. So it's really important that she goes through this process and that she lets it happen herself. And she just really needs to take care of herself. That's the most important part.
Well, you've seen a lot of it. You know, so thank you for the advice, Sasha. Yeah. I mean, doing the hospice thing, I can't even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Renee?
Yay.
What do you think?
Okay, so I'm not in the exact same situation, but I have done my fair share of grieving, and I am in dislike with my mother, and my sisters don't quite understand it. So first of all, everybody's going to grieve differently, whether you guys have the exact same relationship with your mom or not. You guys are still going to grieve completely differently.
Yeah.
And what I would do is I would just communicate without dropping all the drama. It kind of feels like when a kid is brought into the middle of parents' drama, you know.
Yeah.
I learned that the hard way with my sisters. They do not like to hear about the drama. So I would just kind of try to communicate your feelings as best as you can. And it's okay to tell people, like, I can't quite help you in the ways that you need to be helped. But
yeah.
I think to leave the trauma and the drama out of the conversation. Mm.
Thank you for the call. I think that's the big thing. It's like, yeah. I hear you and I want
you to get help and I cannot provide that.
I'm not
to
a licensed therapist. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. And we definitely aren't.
God, no.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a problem.
Hmm? Tiak, are you ready? I've got my cards.
We haven't solved any of the other ones.
I don't know if I told you guys. Just look at the clock. You know what it's time for. It's bidet a day. It's it's the logger update.
Yes,
mm,
yes, go.
If you've missed out, I installed the bidet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did I mention the part that it leaked a lot first? Did I do
I don't
that?
Think you said I that on the
know.
Air.
Yeah, I was in a hurry. And I didn't tighten the bottom thing enough, the one going into the water supply. Yeah.
I did a similar thing when I installed mine. They have the little rubber gasket things, and I'm like, who needs...
Oh, you didn't put them in?
Yeah, I was like, who needs those?
Everyone needs those.
Screw them real tight.
You need them.
You need all of them.
Oh, my God. Because
mine were like bread tied onto the pipe.
Yes.
They just had the little, little
exactly. Squeezy. And like one fell off and I'm like, I'll just get rid of all of them. I'll make a uniform. And then, you need them.
Metal doesn't hold water. Rubber does.
Yeah, I thought you could just do it tight. Okay. I was wrong. I'm glad you used them.
So I had that disaster. Then I was afraid. Like I was just, it was just intimidating because I'd hit myself in the shirt with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it hits pretty hard and it's kind of cold. So then I decided today's not the day. So then I went to bed that night after watching the Avicii documentary and I was crying and I got up and I didn't have one in the chamber, but I shot it and I was like, this is life changing. I can't wait.
Someone texted in saying that Costco has bidets. So.
Ooh.
There's no, I'm going to tell you this. I thank you for whoever texted. They won't have mine. They won't have one for me because they're just going to be white. Because Costco there's no way they can have a biscuit one in Costco. They just don't. But if they did, if you work at a Costco and you have a biscuit bidet, tell me what Costco you're at and I'll stop the show right now. It will be dead air until
I'll
get back with
you,
my...
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to bidet up. I'll install one in here at the radio station.
Ooh, that's... Yeah, I've thought about traveling with one, like in my bag, bringing it. Because they're not that hard
to hook
up. That's
a million-dollar idea. Why don't they make like a...
They do. It's like the same thing that women use after giving birth.
It's just like a water bottle.
No,
it's
but
like
I want the pressure. I want to be able to tap into the... To the Airbnb's water line and just... Well, having said all that, listen, I started a whole new diet regimen and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm doing the dose, which by the way, you're welcome to both. I know you're getting it, Tiak. Anything I say right now, you'll have in your feed a little bit later.
Oh, yeah.
Tiak got Colin Broom in his social feeds.
All the time, yep.
Yep.
They're like, you seem like the poster child for whatever we're doing here. I'll try it.
Berberine or something, some supplement called Berberine, D3, K2. So I'm taking all these supplements, and the Colin Broom's supposed to hence the name, supposed to broom.
Mm-hmm.
Colon.
Like a chimney sweep kind of thing.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for understanding what it is.
Yeah. I get the ads.
Okay. I haven't.
Still?
Yeah.
What? I knew you were full of it. Good morning, everybody.
This is not to say I haven't moved, had movement. But if I'm in the room, I've only put it in one room. If I'm in that room, it's a turtle, like pulling back into its shell. It's just, it won't do it. I can't, like,
what? Why?
Thus far, I have not been able to christen. I've got a bottle of champagne I'm ready to break. A little tiny bottle of, like, La Marca Prosecco that I'm going to break on the toilet the first time.
You've used other toilets in your house?
If you've listened to the show, these guys know it. I don't sit on a toilet. Like, I do, obviously, when I do that, but I'm not the person who goes and, like, I might have to go number two in 3 hours. I'll go sit in there until that occasion happens. I time the contractions. I wait till my gravy breaks, and then I head in.
You treat it kind of like a ski lift.
Yes.
Where you're kind of, where it's like, it's still moving. We're just,
let's go. Mm-hmm. If I'm in the bathroom longer than 2 minutes, you should say, like, send somebody.
So that needs to change.
So I've sat there. I did. I've sat there, and I'm like, today's my day. I'm going to rock this bad boy. And just, I didn't want to sit here and describe me, but I'm not going to push.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I found out today? Speaking of pushing, do you know that you have hemorrhoids?
What?
Do you know that you have hemorrhoids?
No.
Aaron, did you know?
Do you just, like, constantly have them?
Everyone has hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids is the tissue.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But when people just call it hemorrhoids when they get big and you can feel them.
Interesting.
It's just inflamed hemorrhoids are the problem. Anyway, you can do that if you sit there and push, apparently.
Okay. So see, the bidet's making you smarter already.
It's not. I did read that while I was sitting there. Here's my problem. I was downstairs doing other things, and it was like, oop, contractions were far too close together to get all the way back up.
Oh, no.
Come on.
So I old-fashioned it, man.
You could use one.
No, I'm not gonna duck walk upstairs.
No, that's why you need to put one in every bathroom.
I'm not doing it until I know that it's amazing.
No, you.
No,
do
I'm
it.
Not. You don't go buy eight of something. I don't have eight bathrooms.
Yeah. And what about the butler's bathroom? How he's got one.
I'm not doing it until I love it.
No, because then that's also gonna get rid of, like, the fear.
You think I'm just scared? You think it's psychological right now?
I do, yeah. You're putting a lot of pressure on it. And that's no pun intended, but you are. You're
giving yourself a hemorrhoid.
We all have them already! All right, so I kind of promise, I don't know how long the Bidet a Day blog is going to go.
We need a real one. We need a real
blog entry.
But so what if tonight or tomorrow morning is the thing? Do you want me to should we just do a quick break and I just go, yeah. And, like, or do you want me to describe every moment? Like,
I've been trying to convince everyone in my life to get on the bidet. So I want to hear more of the details. I don't know that the listeners do, but what is the fear? You did it once, just a clean run, just a test run, and it was great. So what is the, worried about?
It's not like it's shooting up while you're going.
No. Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that. I learned that. I also messed that up.
I thought you had it on while you're doing it to just, like, you know, like, they're spraying down the ramp that the boat goes in when they launch a ship. And then it goes into the water and goes, that old thing.
No.
And then you hit it with a champagne bottle.
No.
What am I hitting with this? Okay. My thing is this. I think you're right. And I think it's psychological because I don't ever think about going number two. It just happens. Like, like I said, I'm just like, whoa, okay. I guess it's time. And now I have done nothing but think about this first magical voyage.
I see.
And so
too much pressure.
I've scared myself into being constipated. I have 17 or 18 doses of colon broom sitting on top of a landmine.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. I just want to say, when do the cameras get here?
I've
heard they're in boxes.
Oh, really? I haven't even heard that.
What?
I will legit set them up right now. I didn't even know we had them.
Here's the thing. We have to talk about something that just happened behind the scenes, and we're going to get to that in a second. But I just want to explain how the lovely radio company we work for works. Our studio is almost completely remodeled.
Yes.
And I have to say, I can't wait for you guys to see it. I know you, Tiak, and Aaron have posted videos on social of the studio, and it's flipping amazing.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. It's awesome.
It started in December of 2023 as a 2-day project.
Right.
Yep.
Just in and out.
And I'm not lying, everyone listening. I know I'm prone to exaggeration. 2 days. One day for demo, one day setting it back up.
Rebuild.
Done.
Yeah.
We're still not quite done. Now check your calendars. It's not anywhere near December of 2023.
Correct.
That's was right. You're not exaggerating. It really was.
You're exaggerating. Not. A 2-day project in December of a year that is 2 years ago. And we're not quite done. There is videos on our socials mm-hmm. of Aaron setting up fledgling cameras. Like, ooh, we have cameras now and they didn't really work. And they're like, no, don't worry. In the remodel, we're going to put some great ones in. That was 2.5 plus maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even remember. Yeah. What.
Oh, we're all good now. We're on the right path.
Anyway,
cameras are coming.
So let's talk about
2 days.
They're putting in the cameras in the studio. So very soon you're going to be able to get to watch this whole disaster and even some in between stuff. So the cameras came. There are three of them. Now, as you know, we are adding a fourth person to the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who has to share?
Okay.
I don't want to share. Nose goes.
How many people are on the morning show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Several.
There are four. There are four people on the morning show. So they got three cameras.
Well, who's sharing there?
For two shows.
I think we know.
That have at least four people. They can't. Schmidl's in another room. Okay. So it's like, we're so close. Like, everything we do.
One more.
Everything we do is like, I remember at one point, God, I got to stop. There was one point where we had a contest and it was like, we were giving away tickets to like, something in Vegas. Maybe it wasn't even Vegas, but it was like, we have tickets to the blah in Vegas. You're like, yes. I was like, well, we didn't have airfare.
Oh, no. Oh. Really?
Nope. I'm getting that backwards. We had tickets to Vegas and we talked about the thing that was happening. Like, we were going to get you close to the event that was happening.
Oh,
and
you didn't
had
have
to
like,
get you. It's like, yeah. We don't get you in the events, but we get you close. And that's what we do with remodels. Okay. Anyway, having said all of that, Tiak wanted to say something that he said off air, but we're out of time.
Oh, I wanted to ask about your backup undies. Okay. Who's got?
You didn't want to ask. You did. You literally asked seconds before the song faded. He's like, do you have any backup underwear? And I looked at you like, what's going to happen to the ones I'm wearing?
Right. You're going to need them.
Is that a threat or a promise?
Why would you ask a question like that?
Well, a lot of people do. 70% of people who carry spare undies say they've had them and they've used them. So I just want
to come to the rescue.
Yeah. Do you have spare undies?
I think that's a girl thing, bro.
Well, my son has them, and it's required at the school.
Because it's a girl thing or a child thing. Like, men,
I don't know if it's... I think they just saw his dad, and they're like, you better bring some extra... There's something going on.
The dietary needs of that household.
Right.
I think everyone should carry some.
But girls more often than... boys can have a, like, I think this is just this, and it's actually that.
Where you're like, whoa! Where you trust something, yeah.
Yes. But that's like, a rare occurrence. You have... Barring hormonal intervention,
yeah.
A tragedy happen to your body once a month. Like, you should have, you should have like a bandolier. You should have the Chewbacca, like, rah! Like the thing is just like, ooh, do I want a thong? Do I want a granny? Do I want a boy short? Like, wah, wah, wah.
I think everyone should have that, truly. What? Just ready to go at all times.
I think it's, where would a guy care? You have a purse. Most women have a purse. You don't even have a purse.
I do the crossbody bag. But no, have something in your car that has extra clothes. Underwear, yeah. Like a sweat tracksuit thing, just so you're ready to go.
In case the Godfather shows up. Hey, I'm waiting for you.
Not a velour tracksuit, but like the athleisure, like, you know how you do the sweatpants.
I hate
and
to
the,
say this,
yeah.
But I've just decided to start doing that recently.
It's so smart.
I had a...
Really?
It's a long story, but I had a blood draw that was going straight into a chiropractor appointment.
Okay.
And when you get your blood drawn, do you look? Do you watch?
Yeah.
I have to. I have to see the needle go in.
I have asked to do it.
I can't
look
away.
Are you being
away.
Serious?
I'm dead serious. To me, it's way scarier to just be like, oh, do it, whatever. Oh, there. I have to see it. And then
really?
You see it
what
go
is
in,
wrong with
and
you?
Then you're like, okay, yeah, that wasn't that bad. The needle's in. Now we're good.
So
it's way scarier the other way. You're that way.
I have to look so far away and not look until she's like, it's out. Until she puts the cotton on you.
Really?
And it's like, it's done. I definitely don't want to see it coming out. Ever since I realized I'm vasovagal, like prone to fainting, like sometimes you just go, that's my blood.
Is that another Godfather word?
Yeah, that's a vasovagal. So I'm going to get my blood drawn. Then I'm going to a chiropractor. She does the thing. I'm looking away. I'm like, I'm getting a warm sensation. And I'm like, that's just her taking the blood. You're psyching yourself up. You're being an idiot. And she's over on the side of the room because it's the blood's just coming out. And then she turns back around and she goes white. And I'm like, what's up? And she's like, ha! And runs across the room. Like the vial had fallen off and blood was just spraying everywhere.
Oh, no.
Like everywhere. Blood everywhere. On my, guess what color pants I was wearing?
Black. Gray?
Gray pants. And I'm headed straight to the chiropractor. I have to haul butt. So I drove the speed of light and hit the Target on 16th and like whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And bought the only pair of pants that fit me, a 32 by 30 inch. So they're like, I'm like wearing waders. They're like super short on me.
To the chiropractor, like, I need these to fit when I'm done.
That's
when you're done
exactly
with me.
What I did. And they're like, what's up with the pants? They were like golf pants. And I'm like, the other ones are bloody.
You should have worn the dirty ones.
You don't walk into a chiropractor and go,
not with blood everywhere.
Please feel free to work on me. I just killed someone.
Like, look, doc, this appointment can't go worse than my last one.
So I'm just saying, I'm going to buy extra pairs of gray pants. From this point forward, I understand the need, because what if I spill coffee? Or what if I barfed? Mm-hmm. I don't barf a lot, but like,
if someone barfs on you?
Yes.
Or like, because I started doing it when my sister was in the hospital a lot, because I would have to leave and maybe I would stay the night there. I don't know. So I would just have almost a go bag.
You want to walk up shame to come back in here. Yeah. It's like, what did you do last night, champ?
So I've got like a travel toothbrush, toothpaste.
Smart.
Makeup remover wipes.
Yeah, I got nothing. I got, but now you're making it sense, because in my mind, I'm like, what? I've never needed it, but you're right. Something I could need it.
But
at
something
any point.
About me though, like underwear. Like if something happens in my underwear, I'm good with commando at least until I get.
I barely
else.
Remember my main pair, let alone a backup pair. Let me check. Hold on.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I need you guys to tell me. Oh man, I get so scared when I ask this question to you two.
Okay.
Am I a codger? Am I like...
Can I request elaboration.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you just want me to do it? You didn't like... What's your
no,
gut
what,
say?
No, I want to know, what's a codger? Is
like
that like...
an old fuddy-duddy who's just like complaining about, like, in my day, my kids...
I think you just answered the question for us.
No, my kids are driving me nuts, and I don't think I'm crazy, but I noticed it today when I dropped my daughter off at school that... the bulk of children are doing this thing, and my son does it, and it's neither of my children, no matter what I do, will take or wear a coat.
No, really?
No matter what I do, they won't even just, I'm like, you don't have to wear it, just take it. Just, I need you to have it. No. No, they won't. And I don't know if that's this gen. Did it hit your generation, T-Hack? Do you believe when it's cold outside that you should have a GD coat with you?
I agree. I think there was a time where you were like, oh, you got to look cool and not have a coat. You're kind of showing like I'm tough. Because there's also the guys who wear shorts even when it's cold. And that's like, oh,
other Oprah, man.
But then.
Because I do that.
You wear shorts.
Yeah.
For some reason,
a coat.
No, but this may be sexist. I don't mind it when girls do it because you guys are sort of, we forced you into dresses, or you force yourself, whatever. Like you wear dresses a lot, so your legs are used to being exposed. But I know dudes, I know this one dude. Hey, Kenji, I'm looking at you. It is a flipping blizzard out and he will not wear anything but shorts and flip flops. And I'm like, you're stepping in 6 inches of snow in flip flops and shorts. Like, and you're a grown ass man. What are you doing?
I know. Like, we don't think you're cool anymore.
We don't.
Like, we don't think you're tough. But I think once we got like, once you just get a good jacket and you realize how much nicer it is, then you just wear the coat. Once you realize, and the girls aren't impressed by your wearing shorts in the winter.
Or
you know,
that
it's
your
like,
arms are out. Like Mia, Aaron, you love Mia, right?
I love her so much.
She's not stupid.
No.
She's straight A student, higher than a 4.0 grade point average, testing out of everything. She's amazing. She doesn't see why you would ever need one.
Ever?
Well,
just
especially don't they have lockers and stuff at school?
They
like that?
No longer have lockers.
What?
They really just don't. She's like, I'm like, she doesn't take a backpack to school anymore. And I'm like, what?
What?
Well, she does, but it's a little one and she just carries it. Because there, it's now there's like outbuildings and you're, it's almost, they kind of groom you for college in high school now because like there's CTE buildings like behind the school. So it's like, you don't have time to go from this quad all the way to your locker and back. So you just basically, you just go to class.
You just walk to the next class. Need a big backpack.
So she just got a backpack, but then she doesn't want to take a coat.
So is that why? Because she doesn't have a place to store it? Because we had lockers. Or you just put it, whatever in your locker.
I don't know.
Well, here's my other question. Are you modeling the behavior? Because I just had a similar thing with my son where as I came down to get ready to take him to school, I had my sneakers and I hear my wife going, Leo, you need to wear boots today because it's cold and there's snow. And I'm like, oh. And then he looks up and goes, well, Poppy doesn't have boots. So I went back upstairs and I got my boots and I came back down and changed because I'm like, you're right. I should wear boots. So are you wearing a coat?
What's sitting on the counter right there? Right, what's that? How many coats? What am I wearing on my body right now?
A hoodie.
Yeah.
Over
and a coat.
In a coat. Okay. That's good. Do they think you're not cool? So should you not wear a coat?
I kind of went through the same thing in high school where like we didn't have recess. We weren't playing outside.
I love you so much. You're playing into this argument. Just keep going. Don't stop.
Well, because I was that kid.
Right. So in your brain.
So I would wear a hoodie, but that was all I needed because I wasn't outside. I didn't need the coat.
This is the exact argument that both Noah and Mia gave to me. For like a grand total of 90 seconds is what I'm outside.
Yeah.
When I get out of your car and walk to the door. When I get out of my car and walk to the door, I'm either in the school or in my car. I don't mean to be this guy. What if your car doesn't work? What if your car is stolen? What if you're driving down 470 and your car breaks down? Yeah. What if your school is evacuated?
Right. What if you want to talk to some chicks in the parking lot after
school?
Get your priorities straight. Be prepared.
Because Tiak walked into the radio station today. We walked into the building at the exact same time, but we came in from opposite sides.
It was very movie-like, actually. You were backlit.
You were backlit. Oh my God, was I really? How's that possible?
I couldn't even see it was you. I was just like, there's
I didn't see it was you, but I knew it was you.
Oh.
Because his hair is like, and like just, it's like flowing, but he's wearing not a full trench coat. What do you call that? Like the
pea coat?
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, it's like an overcoat.
Just like the hair flowing and the pea coat. And I'm like, I don't know who that is, but I'm going to kiss him when we get to the elevator.
And I just saw a shadow. I'm like, I think that whoever that is going to kiss me.
But like my son doesn't have that. He's just standing there in a stupid.
Probably shivering.
Yes.
That doesn't look cool.
All I'm asking is, you are kind of like that. Does my argument make you change your, because it doesn't make them change your mind.
No, because like, I didn't bring a coat. This is my Lululemon jacket is my coat today.
Oh no.
303-222-5423. If you're a parent. And there's got to be a way to sew them into their coat.
Yeah.
How do we get little turd buckets to wear their coats?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. Basically, if you're casing a place to rob, you should, before you rob it, look around and see what other places are near it.
Okay.
It'll make sense in a sec.
I have a story. We hear a lot of stories about never give up, never quit. Sometimes you should.
Is that the new Nike slogan?
Just quit.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Kansas City, Missouri.
How do you know it's not Kansas City, Kansas?
Well, it says Missouri.
Oh, okay. So it's in Missouri?
It's in Missouri, yeah.
Sorry.
Go Chiefs.
Hey, guys. This is great. I can't wait to hear the rest of your story.
Oh, where's Taylor?
Oh, yeah. We're going to win the Super Bowl.
So a woman in Kansas City, she was driving her car. She hit a patch of black ice. A lot of snow in the Midwest, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Missouri. So while she was heading down an off-ramp, she started sliding.
Down an off-ramp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're going.
Oh, yeah. She's going.
And I bet you she locked him up because you just get panicked and you're like, I'm just going to, yep. Uh-huh.
Well, there was no stopping this car, and so she figured her best bet was to just give up. So she opened the door. And she jumped out.
She jumped out of a moving car.
Said, see ya.
And let the car continue on its path towards.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no stopping the car. So she's like, I see where this is going.
Well, there's definitely no stopping the car if you're not in it. There is still a way to stop a car.
And like maybe get it to go in a different direction.
Yeah, maybe not have it hit people.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She just
bailed.
She's like, bye.
Yeah, that's enough driving for today. Luckily, she's okay. Her car.
I don't care if she's okay. What happened to the car?
It went off the road. It had to be pulled out of a ravine, so it didn't hit anybody. Hopefully,
she was worried about the ravine. Yeah. I get that.
A report. My favorite part. It described her as quote unfamiliar with winter driving conditions.
Yeah, you don't say.
Guilty.
What? So, if she hadn't heard pump your brakes, right? You like maybe nobody had said that. But did somebody say definitely bail?
She got stop, drop, and roll confused. Oh, yes.
That's right. You're in an emergency. Just stop, drop. Yeah.
I kept trying to pump that fire. It didn't work for me either.
Oh, my God. My story also not from Florida. Hmm. But it is from Germany. Oh, yeah. So a guy goes into a store and he steals 3 cartons of cigarettes. Ooh. He grabs them and he's like, I'm taking these, and he leaves. Then he went outside to his getaway car, but he'd left the keys in the car and locked it.
Oh, no.
So he goes back in to tell the clerk, just kidding. I'm just kidding about it. The problem is, across the street from the store is the police station.
No.
So the clerk had already called the police. Okay, so he came back in going, hey, man, you got a Slim Jim or whatever, but not the, like, edible kind. And the cops were already there.
They were across the street.
Yeah, they were over there for some donuts or whatever.
We'll be right there.
And we're like, yeah. So he's going to jail.
He's just kidding.
And arrested. Those were all the stupid people we could find.
Stop, drop, and roll.
For today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.